I wanted to bring this back to the front of the congregation because I actually had reported on this a while ago. And so it was this white girl who was basically identifying herself as an OnlyFans model and a black guy who ultimately got X'd out. And so she was charged for murder, right? And a lot of times we talk about this issue, not this issue about them being charged for murder, but we talk about the issue of holding parents accountable for the actions of their children. Well, down here, and I believe this happened down in Miami, they are basically saying that they are going to charge not only the girl who was an adult, they charging her, but they recently arrested both of her parents, the mother and the father, and they are charging the mother and the father. Let me bring y'all up to speed. I want to show y'all this really quickly because, again, at what point do you hold the parents accountable? And then at what point does the person become grown enough to where you can only hold them accountable? And then when do the parents become an accessory to whatever it is that you're doing?
We begin tonight with a major development in the case of the OnlyFans model accused of killing her boyfriend.
CBS News Miami has confirmed the parents of Courtney Clinney have been arrested.
While her mother and father are in jail in Texas, Clinney's attorney is lashing out at prosecutors in Miami.
CBS News Miami has learned that Kim and Deborah Clinney were arrested at their home in Austin, Texas, and booked into the Travis County Jail. Their daughter, Courtney, is facing second-degree murder charges for the death of her boyfriend, Christian Obumseli, in April of 2022 in Miami's Edgewater neighborhood.
I'm her father.
Kim Clinney testified in November of 2022 during a bond hearing for his daughter. He was asked how far he would go to help her get out of trouble.
You would do anything for her, as well as look over her finances, but if it came to it, you would lie for her.
No, I would not, and I resent that accusation.
Courtney Clinney claims she stabbed Obumseli to death in self-defense. Videos show the couple's rocky relationship. This one, released last month, shows the couple fighting during a trip to Aspen 2 months before Obumseli died.
Let me stop here for a second, because I want to remind guys of something really quickly, and ladies. And I've been saying this and I've been preaching this since on other panels, on other channels that I used to be a part of. Keep your hands to yourself. Keep your hands to yourself. Now, on other channels, I say it a little bit differently. I say it a little bit more aggressive, but I got to make sure that I take care of my church members, my daycares, and all of the people that's working at the job. I promised y'all that I wouldn't be profane on this channel, and I'm working on it. God ain't done with me yet. But keep your hands to yourself. I don't know what makes y'all think that it's cool, or just because you're a woman, and this goes for guys too, obviously that goes without saying, no human being, unless you are, well, I ain't even going to say that because I know I'm getting bigger and so they're watching everything that I say. No human being should be putting their hands on another human being. I don't know where y'all get that from. I don't care how much they piss you off. I don't care what type of relationship y'all got. I don't care how toxic y'all are. I don't care if he stepped on your shoes by mistake or he made a mistake and bumped you. Keep your hands to yourself. Why do y'all feel like it's cool to be able to put your hands on people? That is one of the most aggravating things that I could possibly think of. Don't put your hands on me. Don't touch me. I'm not warning you again. I'm not going to sit here and have a conversation with you. If I'm not walking away, then it's going to be something different. Don't touch me. I'm not going to try to constrain you. I'm not going to sit here and be holding you. I'm not going to shake you, shake some sense into you. I don't care what your parents taught you as far as a man never, ever putting it. Don't touch me. Don't put your hands on me. I'm not even cool with somebody raising a voice too high in real life and getting so aggressive to where they starting to argue with me, because I'm not going to argue with you, right? We do all of this debating and getting passionate on the panels, but when it comes to real life, it ain't a person in the world that could sit here and say that Anton has ever argued with them in real life and they went back and forth. It's just up from there. It's just up from there, right? Like, Come on, man. Listen, we going to have to make sure that we move a little bit differently going into this next year. And we just going to have to change. If you are one of the people that is watching this right now, when you feel compelled to put your hands on, or you used to getting overly aggressive with whoever it is that you lay next to every day, you need to stop. Seriously, that is not flying. That is not cool. I don't know who taught you that. That is not the move. Keep your hands to yourself. And ain't none of y'all pretty enough. Not one person is pretty enough to be dealing with somebody that's willing to put their hands on you. I'm just telling you, bro, that's not cool. Look at this junk right here. Look at this.
Courtney Clenny claims she stabbed Obumseli to death in self-defense. Videos show the couple's rocky relationship. This one, released last month, shows the couple fighting during a trip to Aspen 2 months before Obumseli died.
She feels comfortable. She feels so comfortable putting her hands on other people. And this is normal. This is only what they captured on camera, or what they captured with the security footage going into the elevator. But she feels comfortable putting her hands on this man. That's not cool. That's not normal. That is not something that you should be doing on a regular basis. Keep your hands to yourself. And then this is what led to the escalation of her not being able to control her anger. And then eventually it led to his demise.
In a statement to CBS Miami, Clenny's attorney said the charges against her parents could be an example of prosecutorial overreach and misconduct. It appears excessive, the statement says, in that the family is now confined in jail awaiting an extradition hearing on what may be an attempt to manipulate media headlines. The Clennys have quite a story, and it's a story the state of Florida may not want the public to hear.
Courtney Clenny's parents are expected to face a judge in Texas tomorrow. We'll monitor it and bring you the latest on the story right here on CBS News Miami.
So basically, the parents is being charged along with the daughter. I'm not sure how. Maybe they aided and abetted and protecting her, or gave her some finances for her to get home or whatever like that. But I'm of the opinion that I think this is a case-by-case basis. You know, we've seen cases where I've shown you guys that a father helped bury somebody that the son killed or something like that. But in this instance, I'm not sure that you can actually justify the idea that you can prosecute the parents as a result of the actions of the daughter. Now, you know, in a lot of instances, we need to hold the parents accountable for what the minors do. But that's a grown woman. She was on a trip in Aspen. She had a whole boyfriend. She was living her own life. And so sometimes kids are rebellious. And I don't think in every instance that you can actually justify charging the parents with whatever it is that the kids are doing, because, yeah, maybe they did raise her well. Maybe they didn't raise her as much, or maybe she was too spoiled. And I know she looked way different than what she looked like when she had all of that makeup and them bikinis on and stuff. She looked like a real human being, a regular human being on that one when she facing that judge. But I'm just saying, I'm not really sure that I can justify, or I would ever lean into the idea that you can justify charging the parents for what the kid did. Let me see what the charges is. I'm gonna do a little bit of research. I'm gonna tell y'all what the parents is. What's her name? Clenny. I think it's Clenny with a K. Give me a second. What is this chick's name? I forgot what this chick's name already is. Let me see if I can look this up. Miami parents charged. Her name is Courtney Clenny. The parents is charged in her murder case. Extremely surprised. Target discredited. Jail without bond. Prosecutors are going for the media mileage with this one. No evidence. According to the arrest warrant and affidavit, Kim, Deborah, and Courtney are charged with one count of unauthorized access to a computer systems electronic device of Christian Obumseli. Clenny's claim that she stabbed Christian Obumseli in self-defense back in 2022 at their Miami apartment. Arrested social media influencers. Give me a second. Because I know that she's charged with second-degree murder. Courtney Clenny interference charges. They charged with a third-degree felony, arrested on suspicion of unauthorized access to a computer, which is third-degree felony in the state of Florida. So I'm guessing that they charge him with helping her somehow get access to a computer or some crap. Let me see what this charge carries. Unauthorized access to a computer. Florida. Prison. Right. You can get 5 years. So they're trying to charge the parents and give them up to 5 years in jail with, for this third degree felony. Punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a fine of up to $5,000. No way. No way. No way. And I think that this is just pressure. In my opinion, if I had to guess, this is just pressure to try to probably drain a family dry, especially when it comes to their ability to support their daughter and their lawyer's fees and all of this stuff. And so you can put all of them under duress, which ultimately leads to one of them getting convicted or the daughter making sure that she gets convicted of second degree murder. But nah, I wouldn't advise. I can't see why they would charge them and have them doing 5 years in prison for that. Yeah, it sounds like they helped her get access to her boyfriend's laptop or phone. I'm not sure how they found that out, but you said that they got access to his computer? Interesting. I don't know. But again, I think that we need to be careful with the overreach, and I'm not sure how you can charge the parents, especially when they starting to get to that. But I do think that she needs to be held under the jail, especially considering her behavior. And she probably needs to take a plea deal because she ain't never getting out of jail. And I don't think that any jury of her peers would ever allow her to be able to get away with that.